Welcome to another episode of Cattlecast, presented by Capital Area District Libraries. It's the podcast that provides a nice mix of information and entertainment. Here's your host, Mark Bazita.
Welcome to our first podcast of 2018, and we hope your year is off to a great start. It's an exciting time for Capital Area District Libraries because we are celebrating our 20th year. So throughout the year, CADL will be presenting special events and sharing content that commemorates this important milestone. So keep listening for more information. Coming up on this episode of CADLcast, we're kicking off our special 20 for our 20th interview series with a guest who has generated nearly 200 million Facebook views. Plus details on how you can enter to win free tickets to see The Lion King at Wharton Center. All of this and more when CADLcast returns.
When was the last time you used the library? Because the entertainment you love is ready to read, watch, stream, or download from movies to music to the latest bestsellers with no fees or nothing to return. Check it all out at CADL.org. Plus, download and enjoy magazines like ESPN, Golf Digest, and Men's Health on any mobile device for free. Just visit CADL.org. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything right here.
Right here.
Life can get pretty busy between work, family, friends, and running all those errands. But with the CADL app, life gets a little easier. It allows you to download or stream books, movies, music, and more on your mobile device anytime with a library card. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything right here.
Right here.
Texas mom and Star Wars fan Candace Payne bought herself a birthday present at Kohl's, and then she shared with America, and it broke the internet.
So you want to see what I got? It's so great. I can't wait to show you. So, yes! Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise, it's the mask! This is worth every penny!
We're kicking off the 20 for our 20th series with a viral sensation whose video of trying on a Chewbacca mask became the most Facebook Live video to date. Now in a new book, she reveals her early years, which included homelessness, depression, and a suicide attempt before learning how to laugh it up. Joining us on the library line is author Candace Payne. Candace, welcome to CADLcast.
Thank you so much.
So nearly 200 million people tuned in to watch this video of you trying on the Chewbacca mask. It really did become the most viewed Facebook Live video to date. Why do you think so many people tuned in and shared that?
Well, you know what? You got to remember it was 2016 and it was an election year. It was one of the craziest moments that we'd really had in a long time. And then not only that, we just felt this racial tension resurfacing in our nation we hadn't felt before. I think it was a moment when you have hindsight being 2020 that you're really able to see, with clarity, we all needed some levity in that moment.
Absolutely. And what made you decide to write the book, Laugh It Up?
Well, I was getting a lot of messages in my inbox about, just curiosities. Hey, how do you remain so joyful? How do you have a positive outlook? And more than that, people were saying, you know what, I forgot how to laugh like that. I can't even remember the last time I had. And I felt like it was an opportunity to respond to these questions. You know, I could hustle the whole speaking gig and go around the nation and talk forever, or I could put something in a book that people could grab off the shelf and really feel like they're having an intimate one-on-one conversation with me, getting to pick my brain and really hear my heart from a candid, very candid perspective.
Obviously, with the video, we saw that infectious laugh and joy, but many people might be surprised to know about some of the situations that you've been through yourself. We mentioned homelessness and depression and even a suicide attempt. What was it like writing about those experiences?
Well, it wasn't the easiest thing to write about it because I honestly don't revisit those places in my mind very much. You know, when you are a positive person, you just kind of go with the flow, I think, and you walk in every day as an opportunity with a clean plate. And so for me, I really had to dig deep and remember where I'd come from and how much of a fight I have been in to have joy, hold on to joy, and continue to pursue it daily. And I think that that's something that people would be surprised to know from a lady that's, you know, laughing in her car one-dimensionally for 4 minutes on Facebook, is that you've actually experienced some life. But I tell you what, nobody is immune from it. There's not one single person that gets to say, I get a free pass in experiencing no sorrow and no disappointment, no regret, no shame. And because we're all part of that, what I've discovered is that, you know, there's a joy that needs to be defiant and fought for in our lives. And yeah, my life has been a reflection of that as well.
What is defiant joy, and how can we be full of it?
Well, I talk a lot about it in the way that I did my study guide in my video sessions. It took me 6 sessions to speak 30 minutes each or less, you know. So, I mean, but to really sum it up, defiant joy is just defying whatever life throws at you. You know, I think a lot of people live their life, if you're going to talk about a boxing analogy, on the ropes. And basically, a boxer, when they're on their ropes, the only thing they're really doing is throwing up their hands, being defensive. They're throwing up their gloves, covering their face. They're trying really hard to take the punches, but take them well. And I think when you have defiant joy, it steps full on in the middle of the ring and starts throwing offensive punches back at your enemy. And for lack of better illustration, I really believe that life tries to throw us stuff and is our enemy. And at some point, we got to put our gloves down, make the leap, get in the middle of the ring and fight back and say, you know what, this doesn't have to be the worst day that I'm in right now. It can actually be better.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, our world has been rattled by some devastating national disasters, attacks, political strife, that sort of thing. What encouragement would you give those who are struggling to find that joy in these turbulent times?
Oh, wow. Well, the encouragement I would first say is this, is that you may literally be living your worst day of your life right now. I don't speak tritely about that. I don't speak as though I'm somebody that doesn't have authority in that. I completely understand. You may be listening thinking, you don't know my story. You don't know how bad it is. You don't know the road I've been on. And you're right, friend, I don't. But I can tell you this, even though it may be your worst day, it doesn't have to be your last day. And there is a possible way for you to find joy, and not only just find it, but actually keep it and experience it.
And what do you hope people will take away from reading your book, Laugh It Up?
I hope that they'll really discover that joy is not a luxury. It's not something that, you know, a special group of people got before God sent them down to heaven, to earth. You know, he just kind of gave a little bit more to some happy people. I really want people to understand it's for them. It doesn't have to be a ho-hum life. It can be an incredible, beautiful life.
And where can people connect with you online, and where can they pick up a copy of Laugh It Up?
You can pick it up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a lot of online e-tailers. But also, if you really just want to find out everything, it's all put together at CandacePayne.me. And you can even really rewatch or watch for the first time the Chewbacca Mom video. Some of your listeners may be thinking right now, does she play Chewbacca's mother? I'm missing out the connection here. But if you haven't seen that video, everything you need to know is there at CandacePayne.me.
Candace, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
You're welcome.
That's Candace Payne, author of the book Laugh It Up, which is available now to borrow from our catalog at cadl.org. Stay tuned for more great interviews right here on Cattlecast.
To celebrate Capital Area District Library's 20th birthday, we're giving Cattlecast listeners a chance to win great prizes like a Kindle Fire or a pair of tickets to see The Lion King. Just listen for the special keyword during new episodes of Cattlecast. When you hear it, email it to connect@cadl.org along with your contact information. Winners will be announced during the following month's episode. Each month, a new keyword will be announced, so keep listening to the Cattlecast podcast.
Last year, over 400,000 digital books, movies, music, and magazine titles were enjoyed by Cattle members. Now, the library is looking to increase that number by offering an exciting new service. And Thais Rousseau, Associate Director of Collection Services, is here to talk about it. Welcome, Thais.
Thanks, Mark.
So what is this new service?
The new service is called Canopy, and it's a video streaming service for libraries focusing on independent, world language, classic, and documentary films.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Well, how is Canopy unique from other streaming services?
There are three ways that it's really unique. The first is the content. It provides a lot more films and a lot of exclusive content. Over 60% of the content is exclusive to Canopy,
wow.
And it provides 8 times the streaming video content that we were previously able to offer through Cattle. Also, accessibility. Mm-hmm. Canopy meets all accessibility web standards, so everyone can enjoy it. And public performance rights. All films in Canopy come with public performance rights, which means we'll be able to have some really interesting viewings in our libraries.
Right.
But also schools can use it.
Teachers could use it in classrooms and things too.
Exactly. And really anyone who might want to have a public viewing of a film.
That sounds great. Well, give us some examples of some of the titles currently on Canopy.
Well, just to give you an idea of the wide variety that's available, there are three of the most popular titles right now are the indie film from New Zealand, Hunt for the Wilder People, the Oscar-nominated documentary, I Am Not Your Negro, and the classic Cary Grant, Audrey Hepburn film, Charade. Wow. And even though Canopy's primary audience is grown-ups, they've started to add more children's content, like A Letter to Momo, which is a charming anime film suitable for even young children.
Well, can the service only be accessed from the library's website?
It can definitely be accessed from the library's website, but apps are also available for iOS, Android, Apple TV, Roku, and Chromecast.
Okay.
And you have to create an account and link it to your library card, but the sign-up process is very easy. And Canopy is very easy to use.
That sounds great. Well, now, Canopy isn't the only new service that Cattle members can access online. Talk a little bit about the library card renewal service.
Sure. A lot of people don't realize that their library cards do expire every 4 years. That helps us here to make sure that everyone's information is up to date and provide them with the best possible service.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely still welcome everyone to our branches if they prefer to renew their library card in person, but now we have an online renewal option available. In the About section of our website, kettle.org, there is information about and a link to the form to renew your card. You'll need your card number and password, and must be able to upload photos of your picture ID and proof of address, just like you would if you were renewing your library card in person.
Right.
We do take information security very seriously, so those photo files will be deleted after the library account is updated.
Mm-hmm.
We've already found that the service is popular with people who are mainly users of our digital collection, snowbirds, and people with health problems that make it difficult for them to come into the library in person.
Oh, yeah.
And our main goal is to make sure that renewing your library card is as simple and convenient as possible for everyone.
And to maybe not have to leave the house to do it. How great
right.
is that?
No, I have to go out in the cold.
Right.
So that's a plus.
Absolutely. Well, finally, let's shift to a new collection of printed books with a little something extra. Tell us about Vox Books.
Sure. Probably a lot of people out there remember listening to read-alongs when they were young.
I sure did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were picture books that came with a cassette or maybe even a little record.
Yes.
With a narration of the book and page turn signals.
Right.
More recently, we've had these with CDs in our libraries, but Vox Books are a new and in many ways better take on the read-along. They're still that traditional picture book, but the narration comes with a built-in MP3 player that's attached to the book. There's a small speaker on it so families can listen and read together, and a headphone port for easy individual listening. It's great because you don't need any particular equipment, and you can use it at home or in your car. And take the book along and you're good to go. They're a great tool for encouraging early literacy as part of the early literacy practices, read, write, talk, sing, and play.
Oh, yeah. So these books are, this collection is available through the library system. How can people check these books out?
We've just ordered more, so soon we'll have them in all of our locations for people to browse, or they can place a hold. And they're easy to search in the library catalog by searching Vox, V-O-X, books.
Well, lots of really cool stuff coming to Cattle and already out there that's really great for all different ages, for teachers, for parents, for children. Now, I have to ask you this important question. What is this month's Cattle keyword?
The Cattle keyword is canopy.
Oh, okay. So email it along with your name and phone number to connect@cattle.org. That's connect@cadl.org to be entered to win a great prize. And the winner will be announced during our next episode of CattleCast. Well, Thais, thanks for joining us with this great information for our audience. That's Director of Collection Services, Thais Rousseau. And for more information about the services that were discussed, visit cadl.org or any cattle location. Stay tuned for more CattleCast right after this.
Imagine if you could borrow a telescope, GoPro, or sewing machine from the library. Well, now you can. Introducing Library of Things from Capital Area District Libraries. Borrow items that range from playful to practical. Just visit cadl.org/things or stop by any Cattle branch to get started. Also, check out a Michigan Activity Pass for money-saving offers for museums, campgrounds, state parks, and more. Some restrictions may apply. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything right here.
Jessica Goodrich is Cattle's Business and Community Outreach Librarian. Welcome to CattleCast.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, first, let's talk about something that has grown in popularity over the last 2 years, the Library of Things. Now, for those who don't know, what is the Library of Things?
Well, a lot of people do know that libraries have always supported lifelong learning and creativity.
Right.
We want to keep serving that goal, so now patrons can borrow stuff from the library.
Mm-hmm. More than just books and movies and all of that, right?
Even more. So like sewing machines, metal detectors, GoPros, microscopes.
Wow.
Things that no one expects. We're hoping that people learn some new skills, explore some new areas of interest, and kind of get some help with their everyday task.
Now, are there any special requirements or costs involving to borrow these items?
People do have to have a Cattle library card, be okay. A Cattle patron.
Sure.
And they do have to be over 18 years old. So it is adults, because mm-hmm. a lot of this stuff is a little bit higher end, so people can use it. All the things are completely free for people to check out. Now, there are some items that you might need to add your own supplies to. So like a sewing machine, you might need to have your thread and fabric, your item that you're actually working on.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the elements are there for you to use the sewing machine.
Okay. Tell me about, you mentioned some of the things that are already existing. Are there any cool items coming to the collection this year?
I'm really excited for 2018. We've had some great success in the past 2 years, which has also led to more and more requests coming in. A huge requested item is a button machine, and we have finally mm-hmm. figured out the logistics of how that could work,
yeah.
and we are adding a button machine to the collection very soon. Some new telescopes will be coming out, which will be exciting for the spring when it'll be great to start looking stargazing again,
sure.
and right. we're going to have even better telescopes than what we already have. We will be having some musical instruments to support the Music Library's Rock Summer Reading theme. And to support our coding clubs, we're going to have some robots that actually come with tablets so that kids can code with them. Again, their parents will have to check out the robots for them,
sure.
but then they can go and really reinforce that coding that they learned at the library.
Okay. Well, so where can I go to see the full list of the Library of Things?
If you go to our website, it's cattle.org/things.
Okay.
You can go to the Books and More tab on our website, and you'll see Library of Things there.
What a great collection. And more stuff coming.
Yes.
Very exciting. All right. Well, now put on your business librarian hat and share with us some of the business resources that are available through Cattle.
It's really fun being the business librarian because people don't think about the library for business resources. So talking about some of the different resources we have always surprises people.
Mm-hmm.
We have some amazing databases. I know people don't really get excited about databases, but you want to support your business research. You really need to support your
ideas that you have, those gut feelings, you can find demographics and psychographics that are so easy to find with some of our databases. We also have a great database that we pay extra for our patrons to have called Reference USA. Mm-hmm. And it lets people create those mailing lists, which nonprofits and businesses can pay hundreds to thousands of dollars for, that you can actually just pull free.
And then get it for free
at the library.
Okay.
I also, one of my favorite things that I do as a business resource is do classes at our local small business development center. I do classes on Etsy, starting a business website, Facebook, and more. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of one of our business resources.
Absolutely. Well, and how can people get in touch with you directly?
I'm out a lot because I'm part of outreach. Mm-hmm. So email is best. It is goodrichj@cadl.org.
Many continued success to you with your various hats and library of things. I'll see you probably walking down the street wearing a button and doing
metal detecting at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Very good. Jessica Goodrich, Cattle's Business and Community Outreach Librarian. Jessica, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
You can now download CattleCast from iTunes and Google Play.
My next guest is the Season 7 winner of Fox's hit show, MasterChef, author of the cookbook My Modern American Table, and a popular club DJ. Chef Sean O'Neill joins CattleCast as part of our 20 for our 20th interview series. Hello, Chef Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Great to be on with you guys.
Great to have you with us today. So tell us, how did you make this leap from being a club DJ to a celebrity chef?
That's a pretty popular question. It's a pretty long story, but I've always had this passion for food, and I've collected cookbooks over the years. So I've kind of put myself through a culinary school by reading cookbooks. My collection's over like 300, 400 books right now. It's kind of taking over my house. But I think music and food goes hand in hand, you know? Like you don't go to a good party without having good music and good food. And it's a pretty symbiotic relationship. So it was a pretty easy transfer for me going into a creative culinary situation after coming out of a creative music situation.
And what was it like to appear on MasterChef?
It's intense. You know, when the cameras are all in your face, the lights in the studio are very bright, and then you've got Gordon Ramsay screaming down your throat if you make a mistake. So it's an intense situation. It's definitely one of the most rewarding things, obviously, that I've ever done in my life. But it taught me a lot about myself, too. You know, you're away from everything you know. You're in a situation that you're completely uncomfortable in. So you either overcome the situation you're in, or you fall away and you don't do well on the show. So it's a character building type of situation, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Now, did you have much contact with Gordon Ramsay, and is it different off camera than what we see on TV?
No, what you see on TV is what you get. You know, you get a little bit of time with Gordon here and there, especially if you win challenges. You know, if you win a mystery box, you get to spend a little bit of time with them, like in the pantry, discussing the next challenge. But really, you don't get a lot of time because they want to keep the judges separate from the contestants. You know, they want this to be all about the food. So they don't want the judges developing personal opinions about a contestant or, you know, anything like that. So you don't get to spend a lot of time with him. Now that I've won, I talk to him regularly. He's become an amazing mentor, and he's always there for me whenever I have questions. So it's pretty nice to be able to call upon Gordon Ramsay when you need something.
Now, at what point during the show did you feel like you had a real chance of winning?
I was pretty confident when I got there. I don't know how to really word this. I was pretty confident when I got there, but I feel like in a situation like this, you have to be confident going into it. You can't have doubts because you're there for a big prize. But I would say once I won that first mystery box, which was a little bit earlier than halfway through the competition, I started getting on a tear, and I ended up winning 3 total mystery boxes. I won 3 or 4 elimination challenges and a few different things like that. So probably about halfway through, I knew that I was the front runner, but that puts a huge target on your back. And that makes you the guy that everybody wants to take out. So I had to fight for my life. As soon as I started becoming the front runner, everybody was out to get me.
And how has your life changed since winning?
You know, it's it's completely different. Now, the biggest change, I would say, is I'm waking up at 6 a.m. now instead of going to bed at 6 a.m. after a long night of DJing. So I'm up pretty early. But I've had the opportunity to do some amazing things around the country and internationally. And really, that's all about the legwork that you put in after winning MasterChef. You know, a lot of people take these type of shows as a finish line, and they wait for the phone to ring. But you really have to go out, and you have to promote yourself. You have to market yourself. You know, you have to be in contact with events like you guys with the Michigan's women's show. You have to be in contact with these type of events to really get yourself out there, really get your product out there, really get your brand out there, and create something special. But, you know, I think the biggest change is probably the opportunities that it's presented. But if you're not searching for those opportunities, they're going to pass you by.
And tell us about your cookbook.
The cookbook was a labor of love. Every time I talk about it, I start smiling. So it's modern American food. So I like to say modern American with international influences. You know, America's become such a melting pot for flavors that it's kind of hard to not want to work with amazing spices from India or amazing seafood that comes in off a plane, especially here in Vegas. We are home to so many great restaurants. A lot of that overflow goes to some of our grocery stores. So we get some amazing products here in the desert. So it's, you know, some traditional recipes with some new age spins, some modern techniques. And I try to simplify everything that might seem complicated, like say pasta, for instance. I teach you how to make homemade pasta in the bowl of a food processor in 90 seconds instead of spending an hour and a half, you know, making it, kneading it, letting it rest. There's a couple new techniques that I show you to make things a little bit easier.
Now, that's what I need for sure. So where can people pick up a copy?
It's available wherever books are sold. I have it on my website, www.djseanoneal.com. But obviously the biggest one is Amazon. It's widely available on Amazon. And I'm shooting myself in the foot here, but it's cheapest on Amazon.
Well, Cattle is excited to sponsor two appearances by Chef Sean as part of our 20th birthday celebration. His appearance at Buddy's in Holt on February 1st is unfortunately sold out, but you can still catch him, as he mentioned, at the Mid-Michigan Women's Expo Friday, February 2nd, doing three presentations there. You can get more details at KohlerExpo.com. That's KohlerExpo.com. Thanks to our friends at Buddy's in Holt and Old Chicago in Okemos for helping make these appearances possible. So the cookbook is My Modern American Table. Please pick up a copy. And Chef Sean, thank you for appearing with us on Cattlecast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And we look forward to seeing you real soon.
I can't wait.
Thanks for listening to Cattlecast. Remember to submit the Cattlecast keyword for this episode, which is canopy, to connect@cadl.org. That's connect@cattle.org, and include your name and phone number. Good luck, and see you next time.